In Houston today, the federal prosecutors and defense lawyers who are arguing the Arthur Andersen case presented their closing arguments. The Big Five accounting firm was indicted on an obstruction of justice charge after admitting to destroying thousands of documents and emails from its audits of the Enron Corporation. Prosecutors told the jury that they were right to indict the firm rather than a few individuals because it was Arthur Andersen's legal department that directed the shredding campaign. Defense lawyers countered that Andersen officials were merely following the company's policies. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Houston. Cheryl, the government went first today. Who handled closing arguments for them, and what did they say?
Well, Sam Buell was a prosecutor who handled the close. He said Andersen's legal department and top managers were getting ready for a battle, what he called the Enron Wars. He says Andersen knew that after Enron restated its financial earnings last year, announcing huge losses, that the accounting firm knew lawsuits were likely to follow, and so was an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. So Buell said Andersen prepared for battle, directing its staff to follow a document retention policy that had never been a high priority at the firm. And it did so, he said, because Andersen was fearful that it could lose its license because it had already been sanctioned by the SEC.
That's what the government said in its closing arguments. The defense, any main theme that they tried to drive home with the jury?
Well, the lead attorney, Rusty Harden, said they've got documents and we've got documents. His point being that Andersen had preserved documents and turned records over to the government. And Harden said that Andersen is charged with having the intent to destroy documents in an effort to keep them from the SEC as it began its Enron investigation. And Harden argues there was no such intent, that the extraneous documents were destroyed in accordance with the company's document retention policy.
Well, how did Harden handle the fact that David Duncan, Andersen's top auditor on the Enron account, had already admitted that he destroyed documents and that he was trying to obstruct justice when he did so?
Yeah, well, David Duncan was supposed to be the slam dunk in this case for the government, but on the witness stand, he said it took him months, much soul-searching, to determine that he was guilty of obstruction of justice, and the government really didn't spend that inordinate amount of time on him in their close. Rusty Harden said Duncan was pressured by the government and that the 43-year-old accountant has three children and he might get less than the 10-year maximum he faces as a result of his cooperation. I should also point out that in her jury instructions, Judge Melinda Harmon also told the jury that Duncan's guilty plea does not mean Andersen is guilty, but that the jury could consider his testimony, keeping in mind that anyone who negotiates a plea might have a different interest in the case than an ordinary witness. And Harden also said that because Duncan wasn't saying what the prosecutors wanted, that they decided to shift their focus to an Andersen attorney, Nancy Temple, and say she was the one who persuaded folks to destroy documents. But he says Temple was a document preserver.
But I was under the impression that all the government really had to prove here was that one person acted in a corrupt way to destroy documents or persuaded other people to destroy documents, to keep them out of the hands of the government, and that would be it. That's a pretty low bar, it seems.
It is a very low bar, and if Andersen was a corporation, it would be a different story. But because it's a partnership, it means that it can be held liable for the illegal conduct of any one person working at the firm, as long as that person is acting in an official capacity. So if Rusty Harden does a great job in planting doubt, if jurors still believe David Duncan, then it's a difficult hurdle for Andersen.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking from Houston and the trial of Arthur Andersen.